Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generosity of the following families. A great, big, big thank you to Sophia. Sophia, I heard you donated from your very own money. Thank you so much. And a huge thank you to Anna Story, who is 6. She gave from some of her very own Tooth Fairy money. Lulu, who is 5. And Collier, who is 3 years old. Anna, I hear you have a birthday coming up very soon. And Lulu, you just celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday to both of you. Today is part 2 of The Cross. And it is called, Why Did Jesus Die? This comes from Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Recently, we celebrated Easter, and since that time, parents have been sending in fantastic questions that you kids have had, many of them related to Easter. Today is our second special episode. I'm going to do my best to answer one of the more complex questions. Why did Jesus die? Parents, please refer to the episode notes for resources on this topic and to see what we will be covering in this episode. It will help you evaluate if your child is ready for this discussion. I understand there are a variety of ages and backgrounds who are listening, so I've tried to keep it age appropriate for most families. But again, this is a complex question, so please judge what's appropriate for your family at this time. Let's begin today's story.
Brr. So cold out today. I wish it would snow already.
Me too.
Hey, Nancy. Wanna go ride bikes outside?
No way, it's freezing. Besides, I don't want to put on all my gloves and hats.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know. Oh, let's play with your new ball.
Oh, yeah. We can play volleyball. Here, help me turn the couch.
Yes, perfect. Now, this can be our net. Okay. Ready, set, serve.
Aha! Point for me.
This is fun.
Back and forth, the ball bounced over the couch as Jake and Nancy hit their homemade volleyball. Laughter filled the living room as they enjoyed their game. Until the ball crashed into the window, shattering glass everywhere.
Whoops. Oh no. Mom is going to be so mad. We aren't supposed to play ball in the house. Jake, you could tell her what happened.
Me? No way. It was your fault too. You go tell her.
Jake and Nancy would not have to find their mom to tell her what happened, because she was already coming down the stairs. Step, step. She walked down with the laundry basket in her arms. I heard a crash. Is everyone okay? What happened? Jake and Nancy wasted no time and quickly shouted out,
She did it!
You guys, You know our rule is no playing ball in the house because things like this can happen. With a disappointed look on her face, their mom safely removed them from the room so they wouldn't cut themselves on the glass. And she began carefully sweeping up the pieces.
We are really sorry, Mom.
We're really sorry, Mom.
I truly appreciate your apology. We do need to get this window fixed, though. It's supposed to snow today. Oh, and all of this cold air blowing in here isn't good for the house or for us. We can't just leave it like this. Okay, listeners, we are going to use what we just heard to help us understand why Jesus died on the cross. In our story, what did the children break? Answer out loud.
A window.
That's right. Does it cost money to fix the window?
Yes.
Yes, it sure does. Money for a handyman to come and fix it, or to buy supplies at the store to fix it. The children are the ones who broke the window. Should they be the ones to fix it? Yes, that makes sense. But do you think they have enough money to fix it?
No.
Yeah, probably not. And they don't know how to fix it themselves with new glass and wood parts. Now, did Mom or Dad break the window?
No.
No. Could Mom or Dad use their money to help fix it? Yes, they can. Can the window be left broken? No, not really, because it's going to snow, so it must be fixed. No matter how you slice it, someone has to pay for this window. Someone must take on the cost of what happened because of the house rules that were broken. The cost to fix this window doesn't just vanish into thin air. So, guess what? In our story, the mom and dad end up paying for the window to be fixed. They forgive the children and take on the cost of their slip-up. The house is safe and warm again. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. In today's example, breaking the rules broke a window. But when we sin, disobey God's rules, we are doing something much, much more serious. It's so big, so serious, that no money, no human can step in and fix it. Just as the children in our story couldn't fix the window by themselves, we can't fix our sin all by ourselves. But Jesus can. Jesus is perfect. He never sinned. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he took on the cost of our sin. Even though we were the ones who messed up, he reached out in love and forgave us. In our example, the parents forgave the children and paid for the window instead of making the children pay for it. Now, Jesus does this in a much, much bigger way. He cleaned up the mess we made and absorbed the cost himself when he died on that cross. This is what our Bible is telling us in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Let's listen. You were spiritually dead because of your sins, because you were not free from the power of your sinful self. But God made you alive with Christ. And God forgave all our sins. We owed a debt because we broke God's laws. That debt listed all the rules we failed to follow. But God forgave us that debt. He took away that cost and nailed it to the cross. God defeated the spiritual rulers and powers. With the cross, God won the victory and defeated them. He showed the world that they were powerless. Listeners, I'm going to tell you a secret. We all sin. Yep, every human. We all mess up. But what we just heard was some amazing news. We have hope because we have Jesus. So this week, what can you do when you sin? Go ahead and answer. I'll wait. Thanks for sharing. We can pray, ask for forgiveness, and apologize. You can pray to Jesus anywhere, at any time, to ask for His forgiveness. He hears you, and He loves you so, so much. Well, that's it for our story today. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tune in next week as we resume our stories. Thanks again. And, as always, bye for now.